Live from the Maverick Center in West Valley City, it's Utah Grizzlies hockey as it's the last of a three-game series between the Grizzlies and the Norfolk Admirals. Grizzlies win the draw. Mayhew gets it across to Wesley, right side. I'll take a righty shot. Kick saved by Salmon, and rebound goes to the Admirals. They bounce it off of Stapley. Stapley shot, righty shot, and score! Brett Stapley gets his 19th of the year, and the Grizzlies get a power play goal as they take a 1-0 lead. Draw at neutral ice, won by the Admirals. Josh McDougal will push it across as Mussert gets it ahead to Jameson. It goes past him. He redirected it, though, as he'll chase after it as he gets there before Semek. Over to the far circle. Shot and a score as the Admirals tie it up, and Mark Lewiski taunts the Maverick Center crowd over in section 115 as Mark Lewiski joins the double-digit goal-scoring club as he gets his 10th of the year. As Lewiski high-fives everybody on the Admirals' bench as we're tied at one with 2:59 left in the first. Cutler gallops after it near side and gets it to Stapley. Three-on-two, Stapley crosses center ice, gets over the line, flubs it towards Berg, right side shot, hits the post, and it bounces off of Mayhew and in the back of the net. And the Grizzlies are taking a 2-1 lead. As Berg took a shot, it hit off the near post, and it bounced off the waist of Kyle Mayhew, and Mayhew gets his 12th of the year. Now they go to Sargis, left side shot, kick saved by Cranley, as Grizzlies lead it towards Cutler. Cutler gets around Jean. Now Cutler's got a breakaway. Skates towards the far circle. Backhand shot. Score! Brandon Cutler scores! He gets his 30th of the year, and the Grizzlies have taken a 3-1 lead. What a great move by Brandon Cutler. Boy, he electrifies this Maverick Center crowd once again. Draws in the near circle of the Grizzlies zone. It's won by the Admirals. Sargis takes a shot. He scores! Looks like Gareth Sargis, the former Grizzly, gets his 8th in an Admirals uniform. Did it get redirected? Sargis right now talking it over with everybody else, and Sargis now realizes he's the one that scored. Norfolk's got numbers, 3-on-1, right side. They drop it off. Shot and a score as Fedoric has tied it up. Connor Fedoric had turned into a 4-on-1 by the time the play was over, and it's a brand-new hockey game as we're tied at 3. Drop. Goes into the near corner. Sargis shields Stapley from the puck. Sargis lumbers around Utah's net. Sarian pass shot and a score. Mark Lewiski gets his 2nd of the game and 11th of the year. As Gareth Sargis fed a great pass out in front to Lewiski. And that's now a 4-3 Norfolk lead. Smirnoff behind the net. Pivots. He gets pushed by Messner. Taking the puck away is Gallant. Fresh out of the box. He flies to neutral ice. He crosses center ice right wing. He'll dump it in. Grizzlies will change up behind him. Gallant chases after it. He gets cut off. Now the centering pass out in front. Shot a score! Brett Stapley ties it up! Stapley gets his 2nd of the game as he was Johnny on the spot. Great centering pass out in front as the Grizzlies find a way to tie it up at 4. As the Admirals can't believe it. Smirnoff, the former Avalanche draft pick, flies along the left wing. He crosses center ice. Now he glides in with ease. He glides towards his right, stops in the right point, and drops it for Timofeev. Back to Smirnoff down the middle. He's all alone. He'll take a lefty shot. Stick saved by Cranley. Rebound shot and a score. The Admirals win. Smirnoff took the shot. It was rebounded by Timofeev, and Norfolk salvages the 3rd and final game of the series. They win 5-4 in overtime.